some Republican lawmakers have proposed eliminating certain statewide elected positions and giving governors the power to appoint them instead. They want to amend the state constitution to eliminate elections for the state treasurer, secretary of state, and the state superintendent of schools and make them appointed positions instead. If the idea is approved in the legislature in two consecutive sessions, it would then go to the voters in a statewide referendum. Wisconsin's governor is not part of the state constitutional amendment process. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? The Secretary of State and State Treasurer in Wisconsin have limited duties. Do you think they should be appointed rather than elected, in part because of that? Also, the State Superintendent of Schools. Do you like seeing that as a statewide elected position, or should it be an appointed cabinet official like a lot of other departments? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Shay Sortwell is a Republican from Two Rivers, representing Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. Along with State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton, Sortwell is proposing eliminating those elections for these positions in state government. Representative Sortwell, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Before we dig into the specifics of these offices, big picture, what is your goal in changing from these elected positions to appointed positions?
You know, honestly, the biggest goal, the biggest reason why I think these are critically important is really for accountability. Now, you may ask yourself, how does that work out? How is that accountable if it's actually elected, not elected and appointed? How is that accountable? Well, the biggest thing is right now, a lot of people don't even necessarily know what these offices are and what they do, but they know who the governor is. And, you know, so if we can put these things underneath the governor, then, you know, when things go well, he should absolutely get the credit for those. And when things go poorly, then he should get the blame for that. Right now, they kind of fly under the radar and people don't even really know much about these offices.
Now, I want to tackle a few of them separately. We've got the Secretary of State and Treasurer, and they're notable for not having a lot to do. Changes made over the last decade or so have taken a lot of the responsibilities from those posts. Do you see this change from elected to appointed changing that in any way?
I think so. I think especially for, I think there's a number of things you could do with that, but here's the problem, is when it's in a separate elected position, the governor, the legislature, we're not necessarily going to be terribly excited about transferring authority to them because it's taking away theoretically from one of these other branches, taking away from the governor, taking away from the legislature. And so especially like with the treasurer, you know, I think a lot of reason why people were hesitant to eliminate position before is naturally they thought, well, of course we need a treasurer. We need somebody to handle the money. However, I believe that if you actually look at the state of Wisconsin, the people who really handle the money is really the Department of Revenue. I mean, Secretary Barca is in charge of that. He's a fine holder of that position right now. But that really is a department that the treasurer ought to be running. So I think under my proposal, in fact, the treasurer would in fact be put in charge of the Department of Revenue under the governor.
Now, the big position here is the superintendent of public instruction, which does do a lot of stuff still. Why in particular would you want to say, no, voters, this is, I think, a more high profile position, too, than the other two. Why not let the voters directly hold that position accountable?
It is a higher profile one, but I would still challenge and say, if you went out to the everyday man and woman on the street and asked them who the superintendent of public instruction is in the state of Wisconsin, I will bet you that the vast majority of people couldn't tell you who that is. And once again, from the accountability standpoint, think about the fact that how the government in Wisconsin is administrated. By and large, it's done by the governor. He is the head of the executive branch of the administration. But then you also have this DPI superintendent. And so what you're dealing with is kind of this breaking up of the responsibility. And so I would actually challenge our current system right now and say, okay, so when things go poorly, which one of those really is to blame in this? And so obviously for quite a few years, Governor Evers was then superintendent of public instruction and had responsibility over that department. And then we had Governor Walker at the same time. And you know, on the one hand, I've heard Republicans blame Governor Evers for poor results in education in the state of Wisconsin. And then I've heard Democrats turn right around and say it was Scott Walker's fault for destroying public education in the state of Wisconsin. This would really eliminate that defense from either side and say, okay, no, this is going to fall under the governor. If education goes well in the state, then great. The governor gets the credit for that. If the education system goes poorly in the state, he gets the blame for it. I mean, I think that's critically important that the public knows who is in charge.
Talking to State Assembly Representative Shay Sortwell, Republican from Two Rivers, talking about a proposed constitutional amendment that would take three statewide elected offices, treasurer, secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction, and turn them into appointees by the governor. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Pat is with us in Green Bay. Pat, hi.
Hello there. I got a couple of questions, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to the answers. Okay, number one, for your person that you're interviewing, what happened to a government that is supposed to be decided by the people? Not appointments, but by the people. And number two, if you take this away from the voter, what's in it for you and what's in it for us? Because all I'm hearing is, oh, more cronyism. Oh, I'm going to put my best friend into this position because he'll do what I say. So I'm going to hang up and you guys can hash it over. Thank you.
Pat, thanks for the call. And as I understand it, the idea of the Wisconsin Constitution as it exists is to separate those powers some, avoid what Pat is worried there about cronyism. Pat feels like this is taking something away from him as a voter, Representative Sortwell.
You know, I can appreciate that. And if these positions were ones that got a lot of attention and had a lot of engagement on these positions, then I think you would definitely have a greater point there. But a lot of these kind of fly under the radar. And secondly, the idea of appointment of certainly the DPI superintendent has very recent precedent. I mean, how many people are really aware that literally right before Jill Underly got elected this past, a couple months ago here, Governor Evers appointed Carolyn Stanford Taylor to be the DPI superintendent for more than 2 years. And I didn't hear a whole lot of outcry and demand from people saying we should hold a special election to elect Governor Evers' replacement when he went from DPI superintendent to governor. And so the precedent is there. We've accepted the fact that apparently it's okay in that situation, but it's not okay kind of all the time. So I think that, yes, there's always a chance for cronyism, et cetera, no matter what situation you put up there. But let's look at the treasurer. Generally speaking, the treasurer is kind of a coattails election. Whoever wins the governor's race, they end up winning the treasurer. That same party wins the treasurer's seat. Doug LaFalla in the state secretary of state position, that's a little bit different, because he's been there for so long and got such name recognition that I expect he'll probably be there until he decides to retire one way or another. But as soon as he retires, it's probably going to return to that same situation as it's going to probably return to the same thing as the treasurer. And whoever wins the governor's race is going to end up winning the races for those other two seats there. That's the way the elections roll out in the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Shay Sortwell, State Assembly Representative from Two Rivers, talking about a plan to change and make a constitutional amendment to change the way three statewide jobs get selected from elections to appointments for Secretary or Superintendent of Public Instruction, the Treasurer, and Secretary of State. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or questions about the idea. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk with State Assembly Representative Shay Sortwell, Republican from Two Rivers. He's telling us about his proposal to eliminate elections for a few positions in the state government: State Treasurer, Secretary of State, and Superintendent of Public Instruction. Let's go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234 with Tom on the line in Madison. Tom, hi.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think the idea that we need to dumb down government even more and actually abolish elected positions just because people aren't all that aware of them is an absolutely absurd idea. And it's a blatant power grab by Republicans in Wisconsin. I mean, not that many people can name the lieutenant governor. So given his logic, we should just get rid of that position, too. It is absolutely ridiculous. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Representative Sortwell.
Well, you know, once again, I can appreciate that argument, and I'm very sympathetic to that argument. But this is not a new idea, and it's not a radical idea. If you look at the great thing about America is we have 50 incubators of good ideas across the country. We have 50 states that can come up with good ideas, and we obviously have the federal government that, you know, does their own thing too, and it takes a lot of these ideas. If you look at these positions, treasurer, secretary of state, and, you know, whoever's in this instance, the DPI superintendent, they're called different things in different states. But roughly 40 states appoint in some way, shape, or form one, two, or three of these positions. Some of them actually are appointments by the legislature. And I think it's New Hampshire and, or maybe, no, it's Maine, I think. In Maine, the superintendent of instruction or whatever they call it in Maine is actually an appointment by the legislature. Now, if this was truly a power grab, that's what I would have proposed. I didn't propose that. What I proposed was that the governor, and who knows who the governor is going to be now or in the future, we're a purple state. Sometimes the Republicans are going to win. Sometimes the Democrats are going to win. And so you're going to have those that shift back and forth. So it's really not a power grab. It's simply acknowledging the idea that we really want one person that we can kind of hold accountable when things go south, or once again, give them credit when things go well.
Would there be a shift in the balance of power, though, if this is an appointed position, let's say DPI superintendent in particular, an appointed position subject to Senate confirmation? As we've seen, your colleagues in the Senate, slow to approve some appointments, rejected one. This would give at least some more leverage to the state Senate over that top education job.
I suppose to an extent you could make the argument, but I would point to the record of the Senate. While they haven't appointed a whole lot, or rather confirmed the appointments of the governor, they have left a number of them unconfirmed. Somebody who is an acting secretary has the same authority as an actual confirmed secretary. And if you look at, unless I missed one or two, it is my understanding there is only actually one person who's actually been voted down by the Senate.
Correct.
And so the governor has been able to have overwhelmingly his appointments in place, and that one person now happens to be a state senator, so I guess he got the last laugh on that. But nevertheless, is there then some additional oversight from the legislature? I suppose there is, and I don't see that as a bad thing. But once again, I don't think it's going to be a highly, highly partisan thing. If it was, we would have denied, you know, hundreds of appointments Governor Evers has already made, and we haven't done that. They denied one for, you know, reasons of their own. That's the Senate's decision. But one out of hundreds, that's not a radical power grab in my view.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Pat now in Mount Horeb. Pat, hi.
Hi. I'm not a fan. I think that it is a concentration of power. And, you know, to say that we could hold a governor accountable or blame them if something goes wrong because they're appointee, didn't do something right, it's sort of like driving using your rearview mirror. It's already done, and all we're doing is then punishing. I'd rather prevent and have a little bit better spread of balance of power and elect these positions. That's my thought. Thank you.
Pat, thanks for the call. So a better balance of power, she's saying, with electing the separate positions.
Well, I get what she's saying, but I would actually point to some of the issues we've had in over the last year and a half or so in the unemployment issue here in the state of Wisconsin, where the governor ended up firing his own secretary of, I think it was Workforce Development, if I remember the title correctly, Secretary Frostman there, because he felt that the secretary was not doing his job correctly. Well, if a DPI superintendent is doing things poorly, the governor can't ask for their resignation. Well, you know, they could ask for it, but they would be a fully elected position. And once again, a position that really kind of flies under the radar. I mean, the fact that it's even on a spring election is a little bit part of why it flies under the radar, but even still, a lot of people look at it and they just, you know, they don't think much about it one way or another. And so if you look at with the Department of Workforce Development Secretary, with Secretary Frostman resigning, Governor Evers was able to hold that person accountable. And you can still blame, if you want, Governor Evers for how things went, were poorly administered. And to an extent, he certainly does deserve some of that, because he ultimately is the person in charge and the buck does stop with him. But he was also able to take some corrective action, which right now there really isn't that ability. And so there's a diffusion of responsibility. And it's like, okay, well, things are going poorly in certain areas. I mean, look at some of the problems in the Milwaukee schools. I mean, you can't deny that. Well, who's to blame for that? Is that the DPI superintendent? Is that Governor Evers? Was it Governor Evers while he was DPI superintendent? Was it Governor Walker? There's diffusion of responsibility. There's diffusion of blame and credit. And we need to clarify this for the people of Wisconsin.
Thanks for the call, Pat. In our last just minute or so, I want to ask about an absence here. There's one more statewide elected position, Attorney General. Why is that not on the list here?
You know, we did think about it. Obviously, from the federal government perspective, there's a precedent for having the Attorney General appointed, just like, you know, we have a Attorney General at the federal government level. As we thought about it, I kind of talked with a couple of people. We ended up deciding not to do it. And the main reason we decided not to do it, one, it's quite a bit higher profile, and a lot of more people do know about it. But two, I particularly like the fact that law enforcement, our highest level of law enforcement in the state, is elected. We elect our county sheriffs. They are the highest direct on the ground, boots on the ground, law enforcement county by county. And then obviously the chief law enforcement officer for the state. And so while some of those other ones were a lot more bureaucratic in their function, that one is a lot more executive and with a much more significant impact that I wanted to make sure there was still that attachment directly to the people. So we thought about it and we decided it probably wasn't appropriate for this idea.
We'll leave it there. Representative Sortwell, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Shay Sortwell is a Republican from Two Rivers representing Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. He joins us today for a look at a proposed constitutional amendment in Wisconsin that would end elections for 3 statewide offices.